Well, Paul, how do you reflect on that loss today?
In terms of just today, a disappointment. I don't think we, you know, played anywhere near as well as what we can, and that's without taking anything away from Halifax. Credit to them, it's their day, and congratulations to them and to Morpeth, although I didn't see that game. But for us, it just, you know, it wasn't the perfect ending, but overall it's been near enough a perfect season.
Do you think today it was just a case that your players had run themselves ragged gaining promotion?
It seemed that way, but again, I've just said there, it's. I think in terms of the game, if we look at it overall, I don't think we were, you know, particularly outplayed or anything like that. It was a game of few chances. They took theirs, a good goal. Said please for McManus because he, you know, he's just signed a new contract, and apart from getting the injury, you know, it was a good day for him and being a good week.
And I mean, when you look at Wembley, I know last week was a special day. Today was as well, though. So many fans turning up. It's great for non-league football.
Yeah, it is. I think overall, I've just asked the guys who we did the media day on, I think they've been really happy with how it's progressed. How the day has gone, and I think they'll look to do it again probably, you know, without any sort of final decisions, I'm sure. Maybe change one or two bits, but it seemed to work for the bit that we were involved in. There were no issues with, you know, dressing rooms or anything like that. So I think it's, you know, although we've gone out in non-league football, and you know, realistically, we certainly hope as a football club we don't have to go back there. But I think it's, you know, it is sort of pretty well run, and certainly it's showing with players leaving conference teams and below that to football league clubs and going on and doing really well. There's some good talent there. So I think he should get a bit more credit than what he does at times, and today's a perfect example of that.
And I mean, for yourself, it's a week on since you gained promotion. Are you still having to pinch yourself?
I think now I can enjoy it 100%. You know, there's an element of this cup game coming along a bit. Like you say, it's sinking in properly. You know, and I'm standing here now, and it's not easy when you've lost a game, but realistically, I'm daft as it sounds, I am happy. Because I know what we've achieved over the course of the season, and as main objective, we tick that box, and we've got some, you know, extremely big games to look forward to. A lot of exciting times ahead. It's just a small matter of assembling a squad that can compete.
I was going to say, you look next season, you know, you'll be facing like Portsmouth, you know, teams with real history, yeah. Just like Grimsby.
Yeah, I think we've had that to a point in terms of in our league. We've, you know, certainly one of the bigger clubs. I think the conference will miss us, and away, other clubs will miss our away support 100%, and probably a trip to Blundell Park, although I know Gary Hill wasn't so keen. He kept saying that coming up midweek and not having too much joy. But overall, I think that, you know, we will be missed, but as I said, we go into a league that we've got to compete, and the club's history is in the Football League, realistically, but again, that doesn't count for anything going back in it. You know, we all start on 0 points when it gets underway, and we've got to make sure we've got enough points to absolute at a minimum retain that status. But I'm certainly hoping to, you know, try and do quite a bit better than that.
And for yourself, there had been rumours of you leaving to other clubs. Just how important is it that you've been able to say, no, I am staying for the players and for the fans?
I think it has been on some of the players' minds. It has been mentioned. But as I said there, I take it as a compliment that, you know, you're getting linked to other jobs. I like to think your hard work has been noticed elsewhere. And that's, you know, pleasing. I'd say it shows you're doing something right, but doing something right is also aided by a fantastic group of players. I think our relationship together has been a big part of getting the club out of the league. I'm a big believer in that relationship, and it has been, and that's why, you know, again, the next few days and telling players about the futures, it isn't nice. I've got no problem whatsoever saying I don't enjoy that side of the job. I'm a human being, so are they, got feelings, and I've been in that position as a player. More often than not, I got the news that I wanted, which was to stay. It was only right at the end that I had a disappointment. So, you know, that's not going to be fun. Once that is done and dusted, then I'll look forward to my holiday. But at the same time, an eye on speaking with players and getting updates from back home.
And I was going to say, finally, just looking at the next season, have you got an eye on any players already to be brought in, or is it going to be a case of looking now?
No, wait. That some conversations have already started, and we'll see how they go. What I would say is anyone out there, in terms of the football club itself, they'd be joining a club that's extremely well supported. As I said, I think a manager that wants to win, wants to be successful, treats his players in the right manner. We have an enjoyable environment that we work in, but the basis of that is hard work. And just really look forward to next year. Say you're joining a club that's been desperate to get back in the Football League. We've achieved that, and it'd be, I think, an exciting time to be part of that with this football club.